You know it's summer when you can flick on the telly and you can see the Big Bash going, the women's and the men's.
It
just oozes summer. And even if you can't watch the entire match, I just feel comfortable having it on in the background, knowing that the cricket is happening.
That epitomises summer for you, doesn't it?
That is.
You just need it on. You just have it on in your house 24/7. It's like your background music.
Well, I do have the Fox Sports Cricket Channel on 24/7, and I've really enjoyed watching the Sydney Sixers in the WBBL this year. They have a couple of games left in their regular season. In fact, Sunday and Monday, they win both, and they could finish on top of the table and be in a cherry ripe position for the finals. And we've got an Illawarrian who's the pace bowler for the Sydney Sixers, Sarah Ailey. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm loving life this morning. When do you feel that summer has arrived?
Oh, I'm pretty much the same, basically. As soon as you can start to smell that freshly cut grass, that's when cricket is happening.
Well, our Big Bash is happening real soon. Have you got a rule when it comes to backyard cricket? What did you play in your household?
We always had six and out. We didn't have a very big backyard growing up, but I always seemed to manage to hit it over our neighbour's garage and into their pool, so I didn't last very long when it came to batting.
Sarah, we've been having a number of Barney Rubbles amongst ourselves about a potential no LBW rule. Now, my position is, without Hawkeye and an official umpire, LBW should not apply. Are you for or against LB in the backyard?
I think when it comes to backyard, I'm probably against LBWs. You don't want to be having arguments over whether, you know, the ball pitched outside leg or whether it hit you outside the line of off stump or it was too high. Or
a lot of people who aren't full-time watchers of cricket don't realise how technical LBW has become.
Rubbish.
Before, you just used to get caught in front of the stumps. If it hit you on the leg, then that was out. But now it's got to pitch in a certain line, and we get out the cameras and we track where the ball goes. And
are we going to find the hot spot for the backyard?
Yeah. Snicker meter.
That's too hard. I just want to get some basic rules happening, and I'd also like some tips from you. You say you're a bowler. I'm not very good. What's can you give me some pointers?
I guess when it comes to backyard cricket, it depends who's batting. If you don't like them, you drop in a few short balls.
Yes.
To get them smelling the electrical tape on the tennis ball. Or you just go the old toe crusher approach and just try and aim for their toes. And if they miss, then you hit.
It's called a Yorker, Jade.
Okay.
So, Sarah, you live in Oak Flats and you make the commute up to Sydney for training with the Sixers and all of your other cricket responsibilities. But as we gear up for our backyard bash on January 23, how would you feel about ripping in a few 50-kilometre-an-hour ones to Chris Jade Knott?
Yeah, I could probably do that. I could even bowl some left-armers if you want.
Ooh, cool.
Could we be a team, Sarah, and be like wrestling, that when it's my turn to bowl, I can just tap out and you can tap in?
Sure, I can't see why not. Well, you guys are making the rules, right?
So. Yeah, that's it. Well, the Illawarra's helping us. But I tell you what, if we look at your schedule and ours, and if we can try and find a net somewhere in between now and our big backyard game of cricket, we might see if we can have a little session with you.
Yeah, for sure.
A little bit of training run. I'm scared. Scared at the fact that I'm probably going to end up really embarrassed. I have been talking up my prowess recently, but I feel like you've got me covered on speed, ability,
class, experience.
And we're not even talking about cricket anymore.
Well, Sarah Ailey, best of luck for the Sydney Sixers in your final two games of the regular season in the WBBL, and we might catch you in a cricket net real soon.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks very much for the support.